From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkin Songs. Bobby Lee Trammell of Craighead County was known for being a rockabilly wild man as well as a member of the Arkansas House of Representatives. Raised by musical parents, Trammell was encouraged by Carl Perkins to audition at Sun Records in Memphis, Tennessee after the team got on stage to perform a song with Perkins' band at a show at Nettleton High School. After being told by Sam Phillips at Sun to come back later, Trammell brashly went to California instead. He met up with Faber Robeson of BB. Faber Robeson was an agent and label owner who worked with Jim Reeves, Johnny Horton, and fellow Arkansasers such as Floyd Kramer and the Browns. Bobby Lee Trammell signed to Faber Records the day after he and Faber Robeson met. Shirley Lee, Bobby Lee Trammell's first single, was recorded with James Burton on guitar, as was this song, I Sure Do Love You Baby. Burton would soon join the band of teen sensation Ricky Nelson. Nelson starred in TV's Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet and had branched out into pop music. Nelson liked Shirley Lee enough to record it himself with Burton. Trammell said he was considered to appear on the TV show, but was considered too rock and roll. But Trammell was encouraged to write more songs for Rick, who was second only to Elvis Presley in record sales at the time. But inexplicably, Trammell rebuffed the offer, saying he was too busy. Years later, Trammell conceded that not writing more songs for Ricky Nelson, like not returning to Sun Records, was impetuous.
Hey, everybody, let's twist! Well, it's a one, two, three, you're looking good to me. Oh, I say, could you pull no trick? 7, 8, 9, you're looking fine. Along about 10, I wanna do it again. Let's twist! Come on, twist! You're looking fine. Come on, honey, let's twist tonight.
White County native Faber Robeson semi-retired from the music business in 1959 and sold Bobby Lee Trammell's contract. Trammell continued recording for a variety of record labels. He gained a reputation for out-of-control performances in a genre filled with out-of-control performers. Tillman Franks of Lafayette County, who ran the Louisiana Hayride, called him downright vulgar and 10 times worse than Elvis Presley. Offstage, Trammell once climbed the tower of KFWB with his guitar in protest of the Los Angeles radio station not playing his music. Hours passed, and a crowd gathered before the police brought him down. Trammell eventually returned to Arkansas. Back home in Craighead County, Trammell recorded for Alley Records of Jonesboro. Located at 213 East Monroe Street, Alley was run by Joe Lee, who died in 2013.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's what you've been waiting for. I give to you the very first American Beatle, Bobby Lee Trammell!
During the musical British invasion of the mid-1960s, Bobby Lee Trammell began billing himself as the first American Beatle. The Nashville, Tennessee label Sims released several Trammell singles in this incarnation, produced by Roland Janes of Brookings in Clay County. To complete the part of being the first American Beatle, Trammell grew his hair out, something he later said brought shame and disgrace to his family and all the people that knew him. Conversely, Trammell recorded this, his own arrangement of the traditional gospel song, Old Time Religion, as Give Me That Good, Good Loving. Trammell soon dropped the first American Beatle name, but continued recording and performing. Only his political aspirations would slow the music of Bobby Lee Trammell. From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkin Songs.
Arkin Songs is a production of KUAR and Experiment Station Studios. Associate producer is Keith Merks. For more information, go to arkansongs.org. Arkansongs, since 1999.